This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. It's the second year for this conference, and it's going well so far. Just saw Jeffrey Tucker speaking in there, and we managed to pull him over. We're talking to him here in person as we kick off hour number three here on Free Talk Live. I'm Ian.
And Chris.
Chris, back on the second microphone. Jeffrey's still with us here on our third mic.
Is it Reitman?
That is correct.
Chris Reitman, yes. And you're looking right now at Chris's new business card that he just had printed up for the Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire, which was inspired, actually, I would say partially by what you guys are doing down in Atlanta. But it was actually Derek J. Freeman and Steven Zeiler who actually suggested to us, hey, you should do this. And we thought, you know what? Yeah, we should totally do this.
Do they have their own embassy, a different embassy?
So here in Portsmouth, we were telling you a moment ago that there's all these things that you can do in New Hampshire. Portsmouth and Keene are the two big crypto cities where you can actually spend crypto in real life, which is something that most people who are into crypto don't have any experience with.
Right.
It's just more of a theoretical, oh, yeah, I can buy things online.
Right.
Well, in New Hampshire, you can actually buy things in reality with your crypto, and it's a cool thing to be able to do that. So Derek and Steven opened up the Free State Bitcoin Shop over a year ago. It was in August of 2017. It's right in downtown. It's still here. It's in downtown Portsmouth. Little teeny little shop, not much larger than, you know, it's much smaller than just a couple tables put together, basically.
Right.
But they sell, like, cool little, you know, gadgets and, you know, trezors and, you know, T-shirts and things like that. And it was like an outreach project to talk to people, to give people a place to come into and ask questions about cryptocurrency. So it was sort of almost like a an embassy. It had a function, I would say, that was very embassy-like.
Right.
And then they launched
brick-and-mortar outreach.
Right. And then they launched the Blockchain Institute for Technology, which is a much larger space. They're doing classes
That's a great name.
It's BIT. And so they're doing classes. They're doing programming. They got a bunch of stuff going on there. We actually broadcast from their location in downtown Portsmouth, and it's just a few doors down. And it was during ForkFest this year, which is the event prior to ForkFest, the decentralized event prior to ForkFest, where we sat down with them for dinner. And I was saying to them, you know, hey, if this if Route 101 Local Goods doesn't work out for whatever reason, you know, do you guys want to, like, franchise the Bitcoin shop? Because I just think the Bitcoin shop is the coolest thing. It's so cool. It was so cool to just sit in there and watch, you know, complete strangers walk through the door and just start asking questions about Bitcoin all day long was what they would do this. And they were like, you know what would be better? Instead of franchising, if you guys started your own Bitcoin embassy in Keene, I said, you know, that actually is a really great idea. So
we could make that work.
So Chris here, who you've just met for the first time, Jeffrey, he's the proprietor at what's called Route 101 Local Goods.
Yep.
And that's like a little gift shop in Keene where we sell things like New Hampshire crafty kind of thing, like New Hampshire made crafts, right?
Basically. Things that are pretty much made within about 50 miles. So we may have some stuff from Massachusetts or from Vermont.
So localized physical Etsy.
Basically,
there you go.
And so, you know, we already had a space that the Shire Free Church, which I'm involved with, had purchased a few years ago, and so they rent that space. And so decided, you know what, let's take half the space, take Route 101 Local Goods part, and compress that down into half the space, and then that leaves us the other half of the store, where we've turned it into Bitcoin Embassy of New Hampshire.
Awesome.
And there's, you know, tables and chairs and a screen that comes down and a projector and, you know, all that stuff.
Well, it's such a nice thing because what I found from the Atlanta Bitcoin Embassy is that it gives people, international visitors, a place to go where they know they can be around friends. And that's a significant thing.
It is.
Because, and I was explaining in my speech just now, you know, we live in times that basically politics is causing weird cultural social breakdowns because it's so divisive and so mean. Like, people are just being vicious, unfriending each other because of, you know, the differences of opinions about Kavanaugh, and now you got the left in this country, like, worse than Marx. Marx tried to foment a war between capital and labor. I mean, the left is trying to foment a war between men and women. like based on biology and with a clear theory that men are biogenetically inclined towards real violence and are probably raping women every single second of their lives. And, you know, this is the official theory of the Democratic Party now or something. I don't know. And then the Republicans are fighting back with this authoritarian agenda to reassert, you know, God knows. Anyway, it's a bloody and brutal scene out there. So we need things that are going to bring us together to get past all this crap. And I think Bitcoin is like the perfect way to develop human community.
Well, because people like money, that's for sure. But
it's a tool of peace, you know. And,
it really is.
That bypasses race.
Well, we touched on this earlier in the show. Is how, you know, Bitcoin. You mentioned a tool of peace. When you're taking money out of the hands of the government, you're taking it out of the hands of the banks, and you create basically an inflation-proof system that benefits the average individual instead, that keeps money in the hands of the people, and it's money that the government can't just reach in and grab, which is what they can do with inflation.
Well,
they just take your value.
That's a critical thing. It gives you security and ownership and therefore dignity as a human being and therefore freedom. You know, they're all connected, and we've needed this just to be reminded that the world can be a beautiful and wonderful place, and Bitcoin is the best symbol and tool for making that possible right now. I can't think of anything else that compares.
So when did the Atlanta Bitcoin Embassy open its doors?
Not even a year ago. So it was last January, and it came about because of, you know, as I explained, because I had just gotten back from Tel Aviv, where they have a Tel Aviv Bitcoin Embassy.
Mm-hmm. And there's a few of them around the globe.
There's a number of them.
Montreal, I think.
Montreal. Well, I think that one closed.
Okay. That one closed, I think. Yeah. Paris, is that still open?
I'm not sure.
Well, there were a couple other ones in the United States that weren't calling themselves embassies. There was one in Manhattan for years, which
was called the Bitcoin Center.
I
like the word embassy because the idea of the embassy is it's not subject to the laws of the country in which it resides. So you go into the embassy and it's like a separate.
Safe.
So you're safe.
Safe.
It's a separate.
Like Julian Assange.
It's a sanctuary for free thought, and it's where you go to get away from, well, basically the laws of the nation state don't apply in embassies. So, and of course, the laws of the nation state do apply in the Bitcoin embassy, but nonetheless, it shows our aspirations, you know.
Well, we can say that.
Yeah, right.
If they want to raid.
So I like the term embassy. And I just say I enjoy being at the Tel Aviv embassy and finding my people, you know, and we could all talk and be friends, and I developed really intense friendships there, you know, just over a technology. You wouldn't think a technology was capable of creating human community, but it actually can. Most importantly, it helps you depoliticize and get out of the ridiculous partisan battles of our time and actually embrace something that's about human ennoblement and dignity and finding value in each other. And so I wanted a place, it's a co-working space, but it's also, I think most importantly, a place for community engagement, you know, for attracting people. And people come from all over the world.
So the doors are open. People can come
always,
at any time.
Always. Yeah, always.
And, is it 7 days a week?
We're open 5 days a week, really. But then, you know, by special appointment, you know, Saturday and Sunday. But then the real central event is a Wednesday night, what we call it a hump day cocktail party.
I saw a picture of this on your social media.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes on every week, and there's always a different crowd. Everybody's really friendly. It's really fascinating. We all get to know each other. We've been troll-free so far.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable,
that's
right?
Quite a statement these days.
I know, right? And so everybody who comes is kind of awesome.
Where's it promoted? How's the word get around?
So
you're putting up signs around the community?
No. Probably the best thing we did is, well, we started the website and we started the web page, and we got the Facebook groups. Of course, Facebook doesn't go anywhere anymore,
no,
so that's
useless. Right.
And Twitter, you got to have a following, so you got to have big shots retweet you. That helped us somewhat. But our biggest help has been meetup.com, actually.
I agree.
Yeah.
We use it, too.
So, and I wouldn't have expected that, but we, you know, I needed to promote the cocktail party, so I went to my operations manager, put it up on Meetup, and Meetup will promote your stuff for you. basically. Mm-hmm. They find people with similar interests in a similar location, yep. and they'll actually push out for you. Yep. And so Meetup has been the major way that we advertise who our next speakers are. And that's
awesome.
And like I say, Facebook is kind of useless.
It is.
Yeah, like, we do it anyway just because you assume
you
some people
kind of feel compelled.
Yeah, you like figure, well, people go,
I don't anymore. Yeah. I quit Facebook earlier this year.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Do you want to stick with us, Jeffrey?
Yeah, sure. I'll hang out.
Jeffrey Tucker's here with us from the other Bitcoin Embassy, the one in Atlanta. I'm sure it's a little bit larger as far as floor space is concerned. It looks that way from the photos. But you know what? We got one in New Hampshire now, and it's pretty awesome. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. You, of course, cannot join us because we are not actually live from our Keene studios. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So you can join us if you're in person here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. You could come on over here. We got bumper stickers. We got Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs and great guests like Jeffrey Tucker, who's here. It's Ian and Chris in our remote studio on day number one of 2 days, chock full of great crypto-related speeches and topics. And Jeffrey Tucker, what were you talking about? I caught some of your speech.
Well, I was talking about the Ultimate Foundation of blockchain technology and the history of it, because I think we get distracted by the ups and downs in the market. I find it sort of tedious and boring. And you know, this 2018 has been a tough year for crypto. Oh, tough year. Oh, prices declined. Okay, that's not a tough year. If you told me 4 years ago that you know, the market, the sector would capitalize as high as it is right now, I would have said you're insane. So, but it doesn't matter how high the price goes. The incredulous will still not believe.
Sure.
You could add, you know, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 to the existing market cap, and still the critics would not believe it. And so, anyway, I talked about that context and a little bit of the socio-psychological elements of Bitcoin price, and then the how blockchain technology relates to our aspirations to document ownership claims and provide provenance and audit trails in history. So that's what I talked about. I have to say this about this conference. It's a really nice relief. After going to all these conferences with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 6,000 people,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody on stage giving their pitch for their crazy new product, you know, over 10 minutes, you know, with fancy PowerPoints and white papers, and it's like too much. Being here, we've got a lot of stakeholders in the industry, mm-hmm. and a lot of really nice people, and it's more of a boutique conference, and I feel like we're going to get more done.
It's much more intimate.
I think you should be willing to pay more money to come to
it's actually more affordable.
Right. But you should be willing to pay like twice as much as you pay for, I don't know, one of the North American Bitcoin conferences, yeah. Something like that. One of these big high-end consensus conferences, I think, like $3,000 to attend.
Yeah.
And then they had like 4,000 people. This is a circus.
You can't do anything.
It's totally pointless. I mean, coming here, it's a small conference of just tremendously knowledgeable people.
Right.
Everybody's really nice, and you can actually get to know people and have a really nice, how do I say, intellectual experience here. And I can't say that for every one of these conferences.
It's a real compliment. Now,
yeah.
You weren't at the last one, were you?
No, I didn't know. This is my first one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many conferences around. You know, I get, like, invitations to these things.
Oh, yeah, they all.
Day,
and Tucker, everybody wants to.
Oh, you're sweet. But you know, the reason I came to this one is that it is close by my office, by which I mean 3 hours away.
Yep.
But I knew that I could fly into the Boston, New Hampshire, Manchester airport, and then just drive here. It's like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I could just drive to my office, and then I have to drive then to Albany because I'm going to, I guess, Bermuda next week or something like that.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
So we were talking about the embassy, the Bitcoin embassy in Atlanta, which you opened up in January of this year, and it's hosting different events. You talked about the sort of the wine event that happens.
Yeah, we have free events and paid events. So
tell me about that. What's
Well, so the relationship is that we have this weekly cocktail party, the Hump Day cocktail party, and we'd have people there. And sometimes we have other free events, and we've had as many as 300 people there and as few as 15. You know, so
300.
Yeah, that was for our launch party.
Nice.
Like 300 people there. It was a madhouse. It was really great.
How big is the space you have?
Well, so what we did is we rented a space in one of these co-working places, like a WeWork. I don't know if you're familiar with that here in the Northeast.
Yes.
But, yeah. And so we got a 14-person office in the WeWork.
Uh-huh.
And so that works really nicely for a co-working space because there's a lot of people working in the Bitcoin blockchain industry who live in Atlanta but don't really have an office to go to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they come and work there, you know, throughout the week. So we probably have a total of 20, 25 people that share the 14-person office and, you know, just on a rotating basis, and mm-hmm. they all get we work cards and they come and go. So, but when we have 300, then we go to the common areas of the WeWork itself,
right,
and sometimes have to spread over two floors. But oh, wow, it's an adaptable space. I mean, this is, thank God for free enterprise, right? We figured out how to have these co-working spaces.
So you only need it temporarily. Other people can use it at other times, is what you're saying.
Well,
larger space.
Yeah, the larger space, right. Anybody who's part of the WeWork can use the larger space as long as, you know, you commit, you don't have to register for it and that sort of thing, and you reserve the time.
Right.
And you don't have to pay for it.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it works out economically that we rent the 14-person office all the time, but then we have access to the full office, and with that comes a really nice community.
Yeah.
And so they have beer on tap all day.
Wow.
And you think, wait, how does that work?
How does it work?
I think, it's a mystery, right? Because it's like, how do you have beer on tap, free beer on tap all day and not have it run out? And I tell you what happens at the WeWork. It comes down to this. If you get too many beers before 5,
mm-hmm,
people are going to look down on you.
Nice.
That's it. That's the whole...
It's self-regulating, yeah, is what you're saying.
That's the whole mechanism of control. That's how they allocate
function.
It. Yeah, it's a little bit like, what are you doing over there? And it's enough to keep the beer, the keg, always full.
Amazing. Amazing. ATLBitcoinEmbassy.org is, yeah, where you can go to learn,
yeah,
more,
yeah,
about the Atlanta, yeah, Bitcoin Embassy. You also mentioned that you're involved heavily with the American Institute for Economic Research. We didn't give the website, so I want to make sure we get it.
Yeah, AIER.org.
AIER.
We're producing, like, unbelievable amounts of research. Sometimes I think it's... Like, I just put up an article this morning by Mike Munger, and it's a history of the relationship between creating storage platforms, between storing goods or services and creating platforms for the more universal distribution of those goods and services. So I think, I forget now what I called it. I think I called it the economic revolution of platforms. His original title was Storage versus Platforms, and he goes through, like, the history of the Sears catalog and then Amazon and the Uberization of things. And,
wow, and remember catalogs?
Yeah. And why catalogs were actually an amazing thing. Well, you don't think about this. In the old days, you had to go to a physical place, and they had
things,
their stuff.
Right.
Now you have a catalog that can distribute more commonly. So he has a kind of, in this one article, a theory of the platform as being an essential tool in the development of prosperity and economic sophistication and complexity through hundreds of years. It's a short article. It's pretty high-end. You have to read it slowly, but once you get it, mm-hmm, it's like mind-blowing. So sometimes, I mean, AIER publishes things like this, a lot of things like this that I know are never going to go viral.
Right.
This is not a Twitter
meme. Economic research.
Yeah. So you have to kind of acquiesce. It's like, okay, well, do you just want to dumb down everything so that it's, you know, just a Pepe Frog? You know, is this what we're going to do? I mean, is this our future?
It might be.
But we're trying to push back on that,
yeah,
a little bit.
Thank
at
you
least.
For that. Thank you for your service.
Right.
Provide some high-end research that actually requires you to think a little bit from time to time, which not everybody can do, but sometimes there's people who do.
Well,
so for them, we're there.
I appreciate the work that you do, Jeffrey. Thank you for coming on Free
really
Talk
nice.
Live.
Absolutely.
So always great to see you in,
yeah,
New Hampshire, and I guess I'm hoping we're going to see more of you now that you live up this way.
You know, this very well could happen. So
I'll
nice.
Look forward,
yeah,
to it. Jeffrey Tucker from AIER.org. We got more coming up here from beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Free State Blockchain Conference.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. Farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, second year of this show, and it's been great so far here on the first day.
Right.
There's a whole other day, so if you're hearing us talk about this, and you're thinking, you know what, I've got to get up there. I'm in the region. I can make it to Portsmouth, New Hampshire by tomorrow. Then come on up, because there's a full day still ahead of us. Plenty of time for you to get up here and to experience this. And it's, again, it's a very intimate conference compared to a lot of these Bitcoin shows. So, Chris with me. It's Ian here in our remote studio. Chris Reitman's here as well. And we've just been talking with interesting folks here at the conference, one of which is somebody's name that I've heard around for years. And we saddled up at the bar here at the hotel last night after going out to buy our dinner with Crypto, Chris.
Nice.
And
yep.
We went to the local Bitcoin meetup here in town. And a guy named Mike Salvi was sitting at the bar. And you actually recognized me, apparently. And you said, hey, are you Ian from whatever, Free Talk Live or whatever it is I'm from? And I'm like, yep, that's me. And you're apparently an old friend of ours, our buddy, Derek J. Freeman.
Fortunately, you know, here you have his victimless crime spree DVD. This is so fun. It's not funny, but it's funny.
It is funny,
so
though.
Funny.
It is.
Yeah.
It's sad and it's funny all at
well,
the
that's
same
where,
time.
Well, that's what it is. It's like sad and funny. We were talking about this the other day, where it's like, he's just like, why are you following me? The poor kid on his bike, and then just gets the you know, whip you out of him.
And that happened right out in front of where we lived at the time, and that was one of his multiple arrests in Derek J's victimless crime spree.
I know. It's like who?
Five arrests.
Who do you know that has, like, a document? Like, you have, like, skateboarders that have, like, oh, here's all my best footage. Or,
right,
like, you know,
right.
Oh, these are all my best arrests. Like, and he's got them all.
And, and it all happened within, like, a year's time frame.
Right.
So. Yeah. And looking at the guy, I mean, like, you know, you could make the argument, was he asking? Look at him.
He's so well-dressed.
I know. Like, cover GQ and everything.
Yeah.
So you are from the Philly area, which is how you know Derek J, because that's where he's from.
Well, I know him because I didn't know he was from Philly. Probably, I think
from
a lot
New
of
Jersey. He's from New Jersey.
I know.
Lived there.
I let certain things slide. the thing with, like, so I've been in this, like, libertarian space, I guess, since late 08. As a matter of fact, my 10-year anniversary is coming up on November 22nd, 2008. My first thing that I ever attended, which was an End the Fed rally.
Oh, okay.
I fell in love with it and was like, when's the next one? And everybody was like, I don't know. I said, well, let's do one. And then it just became a thing we kept doing.
So wait, you just happened to go to this? What brought you to an End the Fed rally in the first place?
A lot of head-scratching. By trade, I'm a real estate agent. Okay. So I got in like 04, 05, and I just watched.
Right before the crash. Right.
Yeah, and it was just like, people moving money hand over, like, it was just insane the amount of money being moved around.
Yes.
106% loans and all this stuff, and it just had me, like, I didn't, like, pay attention to politics or anything, like, before that, but I was just like, where the hell is all this going? Plus, I smoke a lot, and I love marijuana.
Yeah,
so
me too.
To be able to look at, like, the laws and the way that all that stuff is structured.
Right.
Tommy Chong, the documentary about Tommy Chong, what the heck was it called? Whatever it was called. Like, it's just a really ugly story what happened to him, and a lot of things like that.
You mean where they took down his bong-making factory?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what the heck was that? But he was in the American Drug War, so, like, you watch all those documentaries or whatever. But, yeah, so that just kind of got me looking at government and laws and all that stuff. And then before you know it, I was like, if we're going to put your eggs in any basket, just in my opinion, especially back then, and it's kind of tough to change it now, it's like, I'm blaming the bartender at this point. Like, these people are trash drunk, stop pouring alcohol in their glasses, just let them go. And, like, you know, so my attitude then was just like, let's look at the Federal Reserve. And, you know, I didn't care about presidents or any of that stuff.
Was there somebody that, like, turned you on to that? Because, I mean, the average, you wouldn't think that the average person would be like, oh, yeah, let's check into the Federal Reserve and see why they're, you know, screwing us over.
You follow the money all the time, right?
Yeah.
Follow the money, and then I, like, look, it's so like silly how obvious and slapped in your face it is. At the very top, it says Federal Reserve note. Yes, you had to purchase them. What's the Federal Reserve note?
What does it mean to them?
I don't know.
Right.
Like, it's a dollar. Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Right.
So that's kind of got me at least looking at it. Definitely the Ron Paul campaign. Because I looked at it, like, all right, maybe I should pay attention to politics. I looked at both sides and everybody, and, like, all the way down to, like, Mike Gravel and all these people. I didn't know. So it didn't make a difference to me whether it was on which side of the aisle they were on or what colored, you know, shirt they were wearing. But it was like, I just wanted to listen to what everybody was saying. When Ron Paul started talking about the drug war, and then the whole, the real famous thing about him, like, saying, wait, hold on, we're borrowing money from China to give all this, and he just walked through this whole thing to give it away. And just maybe go, wait a sec. So from there, I just started looking at it. And then at that point, it just clicked. I was like, so we can argue all day about, I don't know, taxes or abortion or, like, just pick a topic or whatever, but I think it all boils down to the Fed.
Yeah.
Like, anybody can have these ideas that they want to. These collective groups can come along and say, hey, we're the Democratic Committee, or we're the, you know, new Honda Civic Committee, and we decide that everybody's going to drive Honda Civics. And it's like, that's cute, but once they start getting funding for it and guns behind it and everything's like, whoa, this isn't as cute anymore. You got you're not allowed. Hold on. No,
not cute and cuddly.
So,
so you got the money freedom aspect. That's what kind of brought you into
and drugs.
And the drug
marijuana.
Yeah. Because those are two great things together, right? Marijuana and cash. And so that obviously led you into the world of cryptocurrency at some point because, well, the Fed wasn't ending. I think you mentioned this last night. Like,
we
kept having these rallies and they didn't go away.
Yeah.
So instead, why don't we just outcompete them with better money?
Give marijuana its credit. One night, so we did one End of Fed rally. We did a second End of Fed rally where we marched to the Fed. And all of a sudden, this one night, it just got like this, you know, some smoke, and you're like, whoa, this is really a great idea.
Uh-huh.
So I said, let's start from the Fed and march away from it. And this is before, like, we were already trading in silver, like, privately and stuff like that. So let's start at the Fed, turn our backs on it. And that was the theme of the march all the time. Turn your back on the Fed.
Right.
We're going to go. And we would scream at all, like, the gold shops and, like, yeah, cheer when we walk by and whatever. So all of a sudden, and we started trading in silver, but all of a sudden this Bitcoin came out. We were like, okay, let's try it.
Right.
Like, I have a bit about this. Like, I have a shirt that I bought for $20 in Bitcoin when Bitcoin was $10. I have a $13,000 shirt in my bag right next to me. It's like,
gotta be comfortable.
It's so comfortable. It is. And it's got like the Liberty Bell and the Bitcoin logo on it and everything like that. But now we weren't thinking about it as an investment. We were just like, let's give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
My friend Mike and I joke about this all the time. It's like, hold on, a bunch of dudes that just lived in New Hampshire and wanted to pay for coffee with their smartphones, and then like shook the whole financial world. Like, you know, so it was just really, really interesting. From there, I mean, I've had friends give me Bitcoin, or I would take Bitcoin for payments and stuff or whatever, and we're on live radio, so we'll stop that conversation there. But, yeah, no, look, we were just trading in Bitcoin, right. And before you know it, you wake up one day. I didn't pay attention to it. My buddy Dan posted one day when Bitcoin hit $1,800 on Facebook. I haven't looked at my crypto or anything. It was like April 2017.
Right.
And he's like, whoa, Bitcoin, $1,800. I'm like, it certainly is.
Right then.
Okay.
Well, look at that.
And you held on to some of it. You
know. I held on. Yeah. I bought a little. Okay, so then it goes up to like 3,000. I remember it popped down to 2,000 again. Like it was like a nice little punch for a week, and then popped back down. Well, when it hit like 2,400, I was like, all right, when it goes back to 1,800, I'm going to buy a bunch more. But for now, I put a couple $100 in. And Bitcoin went away, like sailed away like a ship and left me on the island. I was like, you know.
Not coming back.
I tried to swim as far as I could.
Right. Hopefully, you know, we're going to see more in the future. But you mentioned something last night when we were at the bar. You said this is your favorite year. So even though you said it's your favorite year in crypto, even though the price is down, you're excited about other things.
For me, crypto has so again. I mean, I've been in Bitcoin since 2012-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I just had it. I traded with it, and I didn't really look at much of anything. Right. And I'm not even saying the tech. I mean the people behind it, the community. Not behind Bitcoin. I mean, I still don't know who the heck that is. But just the community. These things. The people that you meet. You know, walking around with a Bitcoin shirt and having some stranger come up to me and be like, whoa, what's up with this?
Yeah.
So it was just really... And I went through a lot in the past couple of years. Was depressed. I went through like some introverted stuff, just some like dark personal stuff. And then all of a sudden, like... Around January of last year, when it kind of peaked, it wasn't because everybody was making money. My friend Keith threw a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of got reconnected with a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. And then we started doing it. My friend Nathan was in the crowd and watched me do stand-up. I did stand-up at this party. My friend Nathan goes, I want to do these conferences, and will you be, like come do comedy at these crypto conferences? And I'm like, well, sure. There's plenty of times. If you're not laughing at Bitcoin, I don't know what the heck's
right. Well, there's a lot to laugh at, for sure. Can you stick with us for another segment here? We got more coming up with Mike Salvi. His website, MikeSalvi.com. And you've got a show that you're putting together, or you have put together, and that's what we're going to talk about coming up here, the Integrity Show. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up here on the lunchtime area of this particular event. And it's getting busy. There's people coming in, grabbing their name tags, watching the presentations, panel discussions going on here. In fact, we're going to be on a panel later on today talking about how New Hampshire is the crypto mecca and why that is. But New Hampshire, of course, isn't the only place where Bitcoin things are happening. There's also the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and it is coming up very fast. We're about 3 weeks away now from, a little less than that, actually, from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. In fact, the organizers of the Texas Bitcoin Conference are here at this conference.
They are.
Paul and Linda Snow. Paul Snow from Factum. Bruce Fenton, who's the organizer of this conference, the New Hampshire Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, he's going to be one of the speakers at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So it's all, you know, there's a lot of cross-pollination between the New Hampshire and Texas conferences. And it's great. We've been at the Texas Bitcoin Conference for 4 years, and so this is going to be year number four, broadcasting Free Talk Live from that event. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. If you can get up there, get on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com, grab your tickets, and we will look forward to seeing you again October 27th and 28th, TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's Ian and Chris here in our remote studio. Mike Salvi joining us here.
Hello.
On our third microphone, his website, MikeSalvi.com. We were just kind of talking about your history and how you got into not just cryptocurrency, but the liberty movement in general, because not everybody in crypto is into liberty.
Right.
There are some people in crypto who want to see regulation, they want to see control, they want to see as much government involvement as possible, and that's got to make you, like me, sick to your stomach when you run into those guys.
It doesn't. Right? No? The reason why it doesn't, because those people are always out there. They've been out there since the beginning. When something's awesome, snakes come along and just like pick. All right, look, when I was in high school, I graduated high school in 96. When I was in high school, I came into high school with a skateboard, baggy jeans, some cut-off whatever. Probably like a, I don't know.
As you would do in the 90s.
Yeah, whatever. You know, like a backwards hat, probably like a Nirvana shirt or something.
Yep. Now you're wearing a Whitney Houston shirt.
Now I got a Whitney Houston shirt on. I wish you did.
Yeah. Taste has changed. No kidding.
I was always a Whitney fan. I wasn't comfortable until I got older to talk
about it. I gotcha.
So, yeah, always a Whitney fan. So anyway, I come in as this, like, you know, outcast-looking kid, and then a few years later, like, you know, everybody's got skateboards, everybody's wearing, like, Fresh Jive hats or whatever, and, like, trying to look like this, like, you know, alternative punk kid, where, and then I'm like, yeah, you can't even ollie, you can't even do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, something as simple as like that, so.
Posers.
Right. Posers, yeah, essentially. Well, that's a great word, man, yeah, because that's what it was.
I don't think I've heard that word since the
90s. I don't think I've heard it since 92, right. But I'm, yeah, it fits. Look up posers, everybody. Now, same thing here. Something's awesome and it's exciting and they're coming along. Think about hip-hop or rock and roll, anything that you can think of, like these snakes come along and idiots will come along. Look, again, here we are. I've been buying crypto every month this year. That was the one promise I made to myself in the beginning of January, because looking back at 2017, I was like, all right, you know what you should have done? Dollar cost average and bought every month.
Right.
I'm doing that this year no matter what. I've done that every month this year, and every time it's gone down.
It's hard.
Whatever.
It's hard to do it.
Right. Whatever.
It's, but that's good. That's the dedication that it takes.
So it's just like, we're here for the long run. You're still here. You're rocking. I'm going to show you. I have the same shirt that you have. It's in my bag. You know, the people that are in this for the right reasons will just stay with the right reasons. Nathan and I were talking about this. Nathan, who he and I were putting together the Integrity Show, which we'll talk about in a second. There are, look at the crypto space. There are escape pods that are being built faster than they can regulate.
Yes.
And so no matter what, it's just like, boom, you hide it. You know, I love like the meme about 50 Cent, the rapper, where it's like, you know, he's being taken to court and they're saying, oh, you owe us all this money. And then all of a sudden he's like, he had a Bitcoin shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he changed it to a Monero shirt. He's like, I don't have any money. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what money?
I don't know. There's just a lot of, like, people that'll come along and try to do something new, but whatever.
True. And we were having this conversation last night, but it is. It's the government plays whack-a-mole. You know, as soon as you start to figure out a way to get around what they do, then they'll take another swing. But crypto has been interesting because it's so far outside our traditional systems. It's so far outside of banking. It's so far outside of government.
But isn't it like traditional, just straight up rebellion? It's just done digitally now, where you know, the tyrants are moving into one town, so everybody just kind of like ducks and moves into another town and like hides out in the village here for a little while, just avoids the tyrant. But eventually, like, they go and they find them. So instead of like it's just the same principle of people just saying enough already.
It is.
And crypto puts you so far ahead of them. I mean, they just can't catch up.
They can't do it. But what's different to me about this is it's not just being rebellion with your free speech. It's rebellious with money.
Wow,
and that is,
spirit
that
in general,
I mean, I hate to say that makes the world go round, but to some degree it certainly does.
Well, right, because they've always had control of it, and now they're losing that very quickly.
Yeah. So you see these conferences. We went to, I will say it like this. I've been to different conferences, and not to take anything away from all or some or none or whatever, be a big critic, but when you have an event where you charge $3,000 at the door, like, what's going to happen from there? Unless you're, like, actually going for, like some certified training, that's a different thing. But, like, to have, like, a conference and it's like, hey, here's our new ICO or our new whatever, it's like, so Nathan and I, Nathan's been to way more conferences than I've been, because it's just part of what he does as a security guy, too. But he's seen so many gaps in all these conferences and said, let's put together our own show. And we called it, it's now called the Integrity Show. And
it was called something else.
It's called something else, but it was just kind of something like these things slapped together. But it was the crypto show, and the reason we called it that was, one, because it was just a one-time event. But the other part of it too was like lowering the bar and not having these high expectations of like we're the new blockchain, global, universal. We have nodes on Saturn. There's none of that. It's just like, all right, this is what it is from the door. It's free. We even provide coffee, danishes. We cater. We buy sandwiches and lunch for people because it's a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have security guys come do talks. We have this segment where it's like, thank you for your service, right? So we'll have, for instance, somebody that's been through something. Like, man, if the day Ross Ulbricht gets out, we would feature him.
Happens.
We would feature him on like that type of segment where he would talk about the fall that he had to take for you know, kind of what went on. As a matter of fact, we had his mom Lynn Skyped in on one of our shows, and it's not a show where you can go to on a website and watch it like anything like that. We're touring. I have a concert tour T-shirt. I have no business having. Like I have like on the back of our T-shirt, it says where we've been. We've been to Baltimore, Denver, Vegas. We're going to San Diego next
month.
When
did you start this?
Our first one was in April.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been to all these different places. So I guess I kind of misunderstood what this was. I thought you were putting a show on at other conferences, but you're actually doing kind of like your own conference?
It's, what did Nate call it? It was like just like some freak sideshow.
Uh-huh.
Like thing.
Does it happen sort of in the same area as an existing
sometimes
conference?
Sometimes. So, for instance, a great example was DEF CON in
uh-huh
August.
That's a hacker conference.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
In Vegas?
Yeah,
Vegas,
that
right
was in Vegas.
Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Thousands of attendees?
Amazing, yes. So, like, you just get lost in the crowd of, like, uh-huh, just you meet so many cool people and think people that are doing, like... Anyway, but...
So you did something
Nathan
outside
was,
of that?
Yeah, Nathan was already going out there for his company to be part of DEF CON and do it. They run the IoT Village, and then so anyway, so they were already part of that. So while he was out there, he's like, "There's so many people in the crypto space that are already out here that are going to be at DEF CON.
Right.
Let's coordinate." And we did a sideshow. Actually, that was one of the more fun ones because we rented this mansion.
Really?
And we had it at the mansion. We had it like in the living room. It was very intimate. We had like a little over 50 people there.
So what are you doing? Do you go to the actual conference and flyer? How do you get people to show up? How do they know that your thing's happening?
We promote it. We invite them, and that's pretty much it. Like we have like
so
we put our website up.
You invite some speakers, and then they tell their people. Is it that kind of thing? Like social
kinda,
networking?
Yeah. Like, wow. And I'm sorry if it seems like I don't really know, but I don't really know.
I'm
Nathan handles most of that part. Yeah, that's
just
kind of falling into place. Yeah. Like so, Nathan has a lot of connections. If you go to integrity.show or integrityshow.com, either way, I'll take you to our website. We made it as small as possible so that you don't have to click through too much. It's not a bunch of stuff. It just has a list of our speakers there and. Me, still somebody that kind of comes in like, look, I'm the type of guy, I don't follow sports, but if I showed up to an Eagles game, I'd cheer or whatever, but I couldn't name any of the players.
Sure.
So I feel like that kind of in the crypto space too, because I don't know how big of a deal certain so-and-so's name is.
Right.
It's like, oh, he's going to be there. I'm like,
who?
Who's that? And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but it's just like, I don't know who
I'm
it is.
I'm the same way, yeah.
And then I look and I'm like, oh, no way. You know, I kind of get excited, but it's just like, I don't know. You get to see like all these, I don't know. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
That's right. So you put on these shows.
Yeah, so we put on these shows. So Nathan has connections with all these different people. And then before you know it, he's like, yo, he's like, so he goes, he says, we got Fluffy Pony for Vegas. And I go, what did you just say to me?
This is the guy who programs Monero.
Yeah. But I just said, what did you just say to me? Who? And he's like, Fluffy Pony. I was like, it's an adult. He's like, yeah. I was like, he wants me to call him that? He gets people to call him that? And he's like, yeah. We met him. He's really cool. But he came out, like, he gave his little spiel at our Integrity show. Just happened to be, you know, while he was out there. We hung out with him the next night at like some bar. We're just playing, like, darts and stuff.
So it's always a different crew of people in the show, basically.
Yes,
you guys are
yeah
the core, but then
yeah
there's other people you bring
yeah
in.
And then, it's so weird to say this, but, like, and I'm the headlining comic, but there's times where, like, I won't be the headlining comic. So we were going to go do a shout-out to Melissa Rochelle.
Yep.
She's a crypto comic. Like, after you start doing this, everybody's been calling me this crypto comic. I'll take it. As long as you're calling me,
own
I don't
it
care.
You might
right
as well.
I'll
we're
take
out
it
of time. Mike,
oh,
thanks
right
for coming on Free Talk Live. MikeSalvi.com. You can check out more of him there.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Free Talk Live. We're back for another episode from here tomorrow.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.